And I suppose, Council Members and Chief, the last component of my report also fittingly speaks of your superb staff. And that is in connection with an acknowledgement of the service of another of your staff members who will soon retire, and whom most all of you know and have at one point or another worked with, and that is Bobby Welling, supervising attorney with the Center for Families, Children, and the Courts, and currently the longest-serving member of the Judicial Council's staff. Bobby's retiring after 33 years of service to the Council, the branch, and the people of California. Bobby has made significant public service contributions during her tenure. Currently, she directs and administers the Violence Against Women Education Project and develops judicial education, publications, and curriculum on domestic violence, sexual assault, teen dating violence, stalking, elder abuse, and human trafficking. She has served, or does serve, as lead counsel to the Council on the Gender Fairness Advisory Committee, the Domestic Violence Practice and Procedure Task Force, the Supreme Court Advisory Committee on Judicial Ethics, and has served as staff counsel to the Family and Juvenile Law Advisory Committee on Rules and Projects Relating to Domestic Violence. Bobby has served as Assistant Director for Human Resources, Planning, and Administrative Education, previously served as a Judicial Education Attorney for Seizure, handling education for presiding judges in family law and domestic violence matters. She was also on the initial team to draft the Court Administration Resource Manual. She has also served as our organization's representative on the California Attorney General's Task Force on the Local Criminal Justice Response to Domestic Violence, the Governor's Office of Emergency Services Violence Against Women Implementation Committee, and Bobby has been honored for her work on gender fairness by the California Senate Rules Committee and the Attorney General. What a strong legacy, of which Bobby should be justly proud. I wonder if Bobby and Diane Nunn, our director of CFCC, might come forward to visit with the chief, and then perhaps we can have a few words. Diane, Bobby, come on up.
Thank you, Chief Justice. I should be standing over there with the flowers and a Judicial Council report in my hand and a judge next to me. So I feel a little bit like a fish out of water. But I did bring a little piece of paper just in case. So I want to thank you, Chief, members of the Judicial Council, Judge Jarr, Justice Baxter, staff to the Council, distinguished guests and members of the public. It's such an honor to be here today. I didn't plan my retirement to coincide with Judge Jarr, and it's humbling to be having the same event with such a wonderful person who has led us so well. I guess I'd just like to talk very briefly about what this work has really meant to me, which has been really a life work that I have appreciated, and I want to thank you so much for the opportunity. As people have noted, it's been a little bit stressful in the last year or so, so I decided as my stress reduction plan that I would read a poem every morning. And I'm an English major in the past, so that seemed a good technique, and it's really helped. And there's one poem, my friend Julia Weber, loves this poem too, and it's called To Be of Use, and it's by a woman named Marge Percy. And the last two lines of the poem are, the pitcher, and Judge Jacobson, that's not baseball, it's the container, the pitcher cries for water to carry, and a person for work that is real. It seems to me that's just a basic human need, to be useful and to do good work with great people in the world. And that has been my experience over 30 years. I want to express my appreciation to all of you, to the Chief and members of the Judicial Council, to the past Chief Justices and the Judicial Council members for over 30 years for directing me to do work that is real. It's been such a pleasure to work with my colleagues on important projects like fairness, access, judicial ethics, judicial education, and domestic violence. It's been very meaningful to me, and I thank you for that opportunity. I also want to say that I've been inspired by really dozens and dozens and dozens of judges who have served, taught education programs, served on committees and task forces, justice system partners, court professionals, court administrators, all have been working wonderfully to make all of these accomplishments possible. I want to thank the council's present staff leadership and those of the past. And I have appreciated so much partnering with CJR, which I think is the best judicial education program in the country. I know lots of people who agree with that. And I especially want to thank all my wonderful friends and colleagues from CFCC, my peeps around me, for your wonderful support, your amazing tenacity and knowledge, led by the invincible and amazing Diane Nunn and Kurt Child. Thank you so much for being my homeroom. Finally, I just want to say a special word to the Chief, because you may not know this, but recently the Chief attended some staff meetings that we had, and she took her precious time to speak with us about the importance of access and fairness and to thank us for the work that we do. And she showed us this amazing video about the national efforts that courts are making. And I found her remarks so inspiring and renewing, and I know that my colleagues share that. So thank you so much. It's been a wonderful ride, and I appreciate it. I held the flowers for Justice Kay in front of my face. So.
You can do that in some way, but it will work.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
You're so quick. Chief, may I have a quick word?
Yes.
As to Bobby Welling, before you leave, I want to say that I came into the judiciary about 10 years ago with no background in domestic violence, and I've been involved in domestic violence both on the criminal side and the family law side throughout my time. And one of the things, our court's a fairly large court, Alameda County, and one of the things that has struck me over the years is the lack of expertise. Subject matter expertise on domestic violence, both within our criminal courts as well as on the family court side. And being involved, I've gone to the well or the welling over and over and over again, and I was not aware of Bobby's departure, and I'm a bit stunned and devastated right now about how that gap's going to be filled. So I want to thank her for the great service she's given me personally over the years.
Thank you, Judge Jacobs. And I know all of us feel a lot about like that with Bobby Welling. Thank you. Thank you. Bobby, farewell, but stay in touch.